Step 5. Paolo Giovio. We are on the fascinating Villa Olmo promenade, going towards the war memorial. On the left, there's the lake, while on the right, we find the neoclassical Villa Gallia, the fifth stop of our literary route. We may wonder how it looked before the reconstruction of 1619, when Marco Gallia demolished the villa of bishop and writer Paolo Giovio, deteriorated by lake floodings. Paolo Giovio was born in Como on the 21st of April 1483 by Elisabetta Benzi and the notary Luigi Zobbio, who died a few years later. Paolo was educated in humanistic studies by his eldest brother Benedetto. Then he attended the University of Pavia, where he obtained a degree in artibus and in medicine. He worked as a doctor for a short period, but his true calling was to be a writer and a courtier. He attended the Roman Curia Circle when Pope Leo X was elected, and from him he obtained the role of Professor of Roman Studies at the Roman Academy, while continuing his literary, artistic and philosophical studies. Giovio also helped reviving Latin, elected as the language of the courts during the Renaissance. In 1517 he was nominated Knight of the Pope, and he worked for Giulio de' Medici, cousin of Pope Leo X, moving to Florence, where his new patron was the governor. In these years he met important people of the cultural world of Florence, courting several women. In the same period he began one of his most famous historiographical works, the Historiae. Giovio loved the arts and literature, so he collected numerous works of art, above all portraits, and it's likely that his mansion on Lake Como became a real villa museum. He is the forerunner of the modern museum keeper, and his mansion was the first museum in the world. His guests could walk in the corridors of the villa and look at his art collection, made up of unique pieces. Among these was a portrait of Columbus, today in the Como Art Gallery. His collection is so important that the Galleria of the Uffizi in Florence has a copy of some of Giovio's pictures. Paolo Giovio, as a military diplomat, witnessed the conquest of Como by the Spanish army. During the occupation of the city, Giovio's brother Bernardo was taken and tortured, which pushed Paolo Giovio towards an anti-war position. In the following years, the writer moved between Genoa and Mantua until the death of the Pope, succeeded by Giulio de' Medici with the name Clement VII. Giovio took on the offices that the Pope couldn't take personally. After the sack of Rome in 1527, the writer moved to Ischia to stay with poetess Vittoria Colonna, around whom there was an artistic circle. After the end of the conflict, he returned to the capital and regained his place as a courtier, but the Pope also gave him the title of bishop of the Diocese of Nocera dei Pagani. In addition to that, Giovio worked at the court of Ippolito de' Medici, who involved him in the crusade against the Ottomans, an event that is told in the 30th book of the Historiae. In 1534, Giovio returned to Como, but went back to Rome after a short time, when Pope Clement VII died. He made himself available also at the court of a new pope, Paul III, and attended the circle of Cardinal Alessandro Farnese. From 1535 to 1541, Giovio was member of the Congregation of Deputies for the Factory of St. Peter, but his relationship with the Pope progressively deteriorated. From 1542, Giovio attended the Virtues Academy, which had the target to retrieve the Greco-Roman heritage and to write an encyclopedia of the architectural knowledge of the classics. He decided to involve also his own town and build his villa in Via Borgovico, starting from the principles of classical culture. After the death of Pope Paul III, Giovio left Rome and moved to Florence for good, attending the court of Cosimo I de' Medici. On the 12th of December 1552, Giovio died of a gout strike. In 1559 was published the first tourist guide of Lake Como, the Descriptio Lari Lacus, written by Paolo Giovio in 1537 for nobleman Francesco Sfondrati, who asked him for advice on building a villa on a field bought in Bellagio, the current Villa Serbelloni. Giovio made also a map to accompany his text, and thanks to this map, Lake Como was included in the first atlas in history, the Theatrum Orbis Terrarum, by the Belgian Abraham Ortelius, published in 25 editions between 1570 and 1598. Pietro Bembo, an Italian poet contemporary with Giovio, dedicated to him a sonnet in 1538.